and welcome to Interactive Distractions, episode number 172. My name is Christopher Riccio. We are at MGC.
We have
a full house right now, and to my left is Mr. Nico Kusanagi, joining us from Portland, Oregon. How you doing, buddy?
Hey, what's up, guys?
And then Jeff is down from Canada.
What up,
people? Nabashin is up here from Virginia. Repeat is here from Australia. Again.
Yeah, again.
Travis
is nobody.
Is also here.
Finally, there's somebody recording with us that knows that the metric system is the way to go and superior forms of measurement.
What yeah. Metric for life, yo.
That makes for good radio, buddy.
I was going to say, I'm sorry, I agree with you. I fucking hate the American system. Anyway, so here's kind of what we're going to do today. We're going to go around the room and talk to everybody and see what they've done at MGC. We'll do a really short distraction section. Everybody's going to talk about like one game. And then, you know, Repeat's here, he's going to do some new releases, and then we're going to call it a day. I think we got a question of the week, and then we'll head out of here.
Yeah, because we got some drinking to do. Now,
right? And we're going to go and get drunk.
Speaking of drinking, let's talk MGC.
Absolutely.
Project, what's up, man? How are you enjoying MGC so far?
It's been quite a journey. I mean, I flew in from Portland, came down, I'm staying with the Singers, and came in Thursday morning, and haven't really played too much. I mean, myself and Mark, I finally checked out MBC3. Saw what all the hype was about. I can't really particularly say it was maybe my game of choice. So
you're here.
But I mean, I still play it here and there because of course we have it at our station in the VG Evo room. So, you know, I'm playing it here and there
and people like it.
Yeah, it's all right.
It's fun.
It's a game.
It's flashy.
Exactly.
It's definitely flashy. Jeff, what's up, man?
I'm tired, man. I think I've got about 5 hours of sleep total since Thursday.
Yeah. Well, you know, when you and Scott get together and
I know
stay
that
up all for night.
Yeah, that was the first time we were playing Marvel's Capcom, and I think at about 11 o'clock, we both said to each other, okay, we're probably going to go to relatively early, so we're just messing around with MVC and, we were like, let's have some serious matches now. And then we never did. We're like, okay, we'll go for a smoke first. Did that. Got back and made us another drink. Next thing you know, it was 6 o'clock in the morning. We're like, fuck, we did it again.
Meanwhile, everyone else on Twitter was not surprised.
we were placing baits. Aces called it.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, I didn't see that tweet until, I guess, the next day.
Yeah.
But I'm having a good time here. It's the second time.
Now, you had issues. You and Tanya had issues at customs.
Oh, right? Shit. Yeah, I guess I should mention that. We've traveled all over the States, of course, for little get-togethers with the community, and there's MGC, and it's Fest, and what's this thing in Chicago, and Terry's, and we've never really had a problem. We've had a bunch of questions be asked, and kind of little annoyances, but we've never actually had to pull over and get our car searched or go into that little building. That's what they did. They did that, and I mean, it's part of the reason, like, I probably didn't use the right verbiage when I was saying certain things, because, like, okay, well, where are you going? Like, Minos Gaming Classic. What's that? It's a video game conference. And I'm thinking in my head, okay, don't say, again, my usual things, don't say podcast. don't ask people from the internet or whatever, and don't say, like, anything to do with, like, selling stuff or vendors. And, of course, what's MVC? It's a place where, you know, a bunch of people go and hang
you
out.
You podcast.
And other vendors. And they're like, right away, he's like, oh, are you guys selling anything? We're like, no. And they're like, well, why are you going? To have fun, man. That's what we do. So you're just going to sit there and the guy actually said, play Halo all day. And I was like, no. More like Street Fighter guys. But anyway, so he was like, all right, pull over. We go into the dude, friggin' building, and he drills us with the same questions that we got asked by the guy at the booth. And right away, I say, I have a TV, a monitor, a couple video game consoles and stuff in the car, because he asked what's in the car. And he's like, any alcohol, cigarette? Like, no, nothing like that. So we have some food, whatever. So ask a million and one questions. Doesn't really believe us. I'm going to make this as short as possible. I'll go into more detail maybe like later tonight and tell you guys, but it might be too long to talk about now. But anyway, he goes and searches stuff, comes back and goes, what's all that stuff in your trunk for? And I'm like, dude, I fucking told you. Like, I told you it was there, and I told you why we're going there. We're setting up a tournament. What do you mean a tournament? Tournament for this fighting game. What does the winner get? Oh, they get this arcade stick, kind of dual mode, whatever. And he's like, what's an arcade stick? I'm like, it's like a controller, but it's like, you know, like an arcade stick. It's got the like old arcade thing with all the buttons. He's like, you can get one of those at a garage sale for 25 cents. Those things are so like old. And I was like, I'm not going to argue. I was like, okay.
We talked about that like, last night. Like, why you're going to sit there and you're going to say, what is a fight stick? And then you're going to jump back and tell the person that you're searching how much it costs?
Yeah,
you
yeah,
just
yeah,
asked,
yeah,
you didn't
exactly.
know what it was.
Like, yeah.
You didn't even have it with you. Like, you weren't taking it across the border.
Exactly. I had to check all my IDs. Went actually to the website. The MGC website. He went to the Interactive Distractions website. He went to VG Evo.
Are you serious?
And the VG Evo really? Thing. Oh, yeah.
He went. Did he fucking call Terry while he was there?
Shit, dude. Terry's fucking you up. It's like, it's not VG Evo.
Oh, yeah.
He's like, what are you working for?
Dude, that was actually one of the best parts because we're like, oh, Interactive Distractions.com. He's like, yeah, is there any pictures of you on there? I'm like, well, there's a cartoon one, and then wait, I'm like, well, wait a second, actually, no, we have it in our profile,
yeah,
picture,
right.
And I'm pretty sure I'm wearing the same sweater I was wearing, so he looks at it, he's like, your hair's short in this picture,
I'm
like, it's only from like 2008 or something like that, like, it's a long time ago.
Do you have a pair of clippers? Do you want me to cut my hair so I'm the same as the fucking picture?
And then when I told him the whole thing about we don't make money, we don't have advertising, this is all pure for hobby, then he's like, well, then how are you paying for the booth? And I'm like, well, we're not paying because there's another website, PG Evo, that's our HOSA thing. They got the room and everything, and we just go there. So why do you do this?
Should have just said out of pocket.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, then, yeah. And then,
what does it matter that
seriously,
you're not paying?
Exactly.
20 questions.
Matter,
he's trying to get you to slip up. And
exactly. So that's what I told Todd. I was like, we've talked about like, what I should have said. And I'm like, you know, I was just going to be honest with the guy. Because I'd rather be honest and be turned away rather than lie and be turned away. And it's been like, I could just be bad enough than like we are now. But one thing that really pissed me off is we rented a car. So the guy's like, well, whose car is it? And we're like, oh, it's a rental car. And he's like, why? I'm like, well, I don't have a car. We're in Toronto.
Because it has wheels and it takes us
exactly. So we're like, we're in Toronto and we don't really use public transit or walk. That's usually what people do there. And then he's like, well, we use her car. Why don't we use her car? It's like 11 years old and we have to drive 10 hours like there and back. And we don't want to take the car that far and have a chance of it breaking down or something. So we rented it. And he says, well, this means you guys got to get better jobs. And I'm like,
wow.
And I want, at that point, just like, bite your tongue. Because you guys know me. I'm not
what
really,
a
you know,
douche.
It's like, okay,
seriously, that's just.
Yeah, and I was.
That's fucking unprofessional.
Yeah,
well,
that's
what
the guy
just
like,
unprofessional.
He's like, so you're doing this for a hobby. You don't have another car, all this other crap. Yes, like, what I actually do. Like, where I work for a bank. And he's like, oh, I'm a mortgage closing officer. He's like, oh, how is that going for you? Because I guess because of the economy. And my reaction was, I want to say, well, in Toronto's been a hell of a fucking lot better than it is here. So,
it must have been that guy's birthday or something.
he had to win to work.
God damn it, I hate working on my birthday. Take it on the next pair of Canadian fuckers that come from.
Yeah, exactly. Oh my god. It's so true. I'm like, we're doing, like, nerds going to a gaming convention and we're getting, like, grilled like Tetris.
Like your Osama or something.
Yeah, exactly. So that was a trip we started off in a really, really... In fact, we almost didn't come because we were supposed to leave Wednesday. Weather really sucked. It figures we get one of the worst snowfalls of the year the day we wanted to leave. And then we left 5 o'clock the next morning just to be safe. We didn't drive that night. But we hit a patch where it was like really icy and we stopped off to get breakfast. We're like, we sat there for an hour. Like, well, you know what? If it's icy and crappy, like this is not worth it. We either decide not to go or we wait until like Friday morning or even like and try to get there before Saturday.
Yeah.
But luckily, the weather wasn't too bad. It kind of clear up. So, and then after Michigan, it was clear sailing. But ever since then, I've been having a great time.
Good. And you got Strider.
I did get Strider. I was looking for Strider for a while. Last year, I looked for it too when we were here. Because I wanted the Genesis version because it is the best version next to the arcade. And I couldn't find it. And luckily, Ken actually came downstairs and we were kind of towards the end of today. And he goes, what was the game you're looking for again? And I was like, Strider. And he's like, for Genesis? I'm like, yeah. And he's like, here. And he grabbed it. And I was like, dude, awesome. So nice. It was like $16. So
that
was awesome for him to grab it. Because he's like, I looked for you, but I couldn't see you. So I figured you wanted to buy it anyway. So I bought it and then whatever. So I'm like, cool. So yeah.
Yeah. Good looking
good
out
times.
On him, man.
Yeah, for real. Yeah. Definitely.
Cool. What's up, Nabashin?
Hey.
How's it going?
Pretty good. Flying still sucks. I don't like flying. Oh yeah, it was horrible. It's like
MGC was horrible.
Yes, that was horrible too. No, MGC has been great. It's been fine. But I was saying about the flying. Flying just sucks because I pretty much got off of work as soon as to get here. Yeah, And so I can't sleep on a plane like at all. Yeah. So that's just, I just can't do it. So it was like an hour or two here to Philadelphia, where my first stop was. And that was a 3-hour wait until I could go to MGC, where that's at. So, and I can't sleep there either because I don't want to lose my shit. Or
Yeah.
I don't know what crazy people are here in Philadelphia. So stayed up there, got on a plane again. That was a 3-hour, 2 or 3-hour flight to there. Still can't sleep. Got here, went to Mark's house. We had fun and hit any repeat and everything. And, you know, then we went to karaoke and we did that. And
awesome,
it was like,
job in karaoke, by the way.
Yeah, thank you.
That was actually one of the biggest ovations. Like before, like, that was good because it was pre really drunk. So a lot of people were like, that was actually fucking awesome.
Yeah.
Later, when everyone's hammered, it's like everything's like, amazing.
Yeah. Brian and then the little like 10-year-old kid that sang Journey. That was
He was a showman, though. You got to give it up for that shit, man.
Once we all started cheering, you got really into it.
Yeah, he did. That was funny.
He was a little rock star.
But like around like 10:30, I was like, I gotta go to bed. So I just text Travis like, yo, I'm going to bed. Peace out.
And dude, we still gotta try to have a drink properly. Like, I don't mean like you can't take your liquor, but every time we give you a drink, you down that shit. Like, right away. I don't think you nurse it. You know?
What is a Long Island iced tea? Yes, one of the strongest drinks. No.
The thing was, actually, that's what we were gonna get you. I was like, cause you can't wait. Like, grab me a drink, this, cause I don't know what I'm ordering, this, whatever. So I'm like, you know what? Long Island iced tea, cause it's freaking strong as hell.
Well, I don't like tea, so.
Oh, okay. Well,
There's no tea in it.
Also, it's five types of alcohol and a splash of Coke.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
There is nothing tea related about it except for the color.
So, we're going to stick it with, actually, you know what, Ryan Ginger. And then, because if you down on that iced tea, he would have been in bed before.
He wouldn't have made it to bed either.
He would have passed out the bar.
He would have been Dane.
Yeah.
Dane.
Oh, poor guy.
We love you, Dane. But, other than that, MGC's been great. Have fun. Meet
people.
You bought
some cool shit.
I bought cool shit.
What did you buy?
I bought my tally.
A whatty button?
I bought my tally.
Oh, tally, yeah.
My little tally poster.
That's one of the best vendors. She's doing commissions. Like, she has her own... Well, she has her own artwork that she's selling prints of, but she's also doing commissions. You tell her what she wants.
Yeah.
Give her an idea, and she'll make it and mail it to you.
Yeah.
And her prices are pretty generous.
Yeah. Like, I was thinking about this, but I was like, hey, like, what if I get these four guys that I know and, like, have their, like, video game, like, heads in the background? Like, how much would that cost me? She's like, $70. I'm like... Wow, that's a good price. And then, like, I was like, nah, forget it. And of course, it was you guys, but yeah, whatever. But yeah, that was pretty much it.
That's a good sentiment. You should totally do it. But good sentiment, regardless.
Pete.
Big Pete.
Yo. You always have the longest trip to get over here, man.
Pistol Pete.
Yeah, it's a long trip, sorry. Like 30 something hours, door to door.
So this is your.
See, Dan, enough of this. I can actually reach you with my fist.
Pete has punched me like 4 times. I'm talking real punches. Like, just. I said, hey, Pete, how you doing? It's been a while. Oh!
I said I was going to do that. I put in one of my emails about a month ago. Yeah. I said, I'm going to punch Trav.
Because I didn't like Killer 7?
Yeah.
In the vendor room, he shoves Killer 7 in my face.
Yeah, he got the answer like, thunk.
Okay, appreciate it. It's
a good game. Good game. Misunderstood. Anyway. That's that.
Cool.
Yeah, so like 30-something hours of flying.
Oh, wow. You're a man for that.
So yeah, got in like Thursday night into Chicago. Stayed with Terry that night. We blew up his R-Type machine, unfortunately.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Before I got to play, which was really disappointing.
Blew up his what?
R-Type machine.
Oh,
we broke it.
No. That sucks, dude.
Yeah, because we had all the machines on. We were mucking around with stuff. Then we turned the 360 on. And then about 5 minutes later, the fuse tripped.
Oh,
nice. So then we, you know, put the fuse back on, mucked around, turned the fuse back on. 5 minutes later, fuse tripped again. Then R-Type didn't come back up. And we're like, ooh. Played around with a few minutes. We're like, nah, it's dead. I'll figure it out later. Shit to do, but... Apparently, somehow I managed to avoid jet lag completely. So,
really?
Yeah, I don't know what happened. It was strange.
Considering the time change, it's pretty amazing.
Yeah, well, because by the time we finished packing...
Date change.
Yeah,
the date change.
Yeah, 6 a.m. on Thursday. Didn't like it the first time. Second time wasn't any better.
Happy Thanksgiving, by the way.
Yeah.
It was good turkey. Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, so by the time we finished packing stuff up at Terry's place, it was like, I don't know, like midnight or something, just after midnight. So
yeah.
Slept a normal day, got up in the morning early and drove up to MGC and then set shit up. Yeah, dinner, drinking, whatever else. It's all good.
Usually these meetups.
Yeah.
Cool. Travis, what's up, man?
This year...
Awesome, let's move on.
So yeah, I've been enjoying MGC.
We talked about it. We were talking about it just a couple hours ago. This has definitely been a lot more of an enjoyable experience than last year.
I think so.
This was really, really good. One of the biggest differences last year, the VG Evo room was pretty much the big room we had. We really mainly used as half of it, like the
light, empty space.
Yeah, a lot of empty space.
Especially on the second.
Ken and Terry.
Ken and Jerry.
Aside from making great ice cream, they added 10 or 11 like classic arcade machines. We had Mortal Kombat 2,
Galloping Ghost Arcade,
yeah. Street Fighter 1,
which is god awful.
Mortal Kombat 2?
Yeah.
Third Strike. First time I've ever seen an arcade cabinet of Third Strike.
Wow. Sheltered.
they have an original, like, the original Double Dragon.
Yeah, Double Dragon. There's a Gallagher, Joust, Silence.
Where you can't jump.
Police something.
Police Trainer.
Then there's a Simpson Arcade and a
The Simpson fighter. Arcade. There were hands on the Simpson Arcade all the time.
I was going to get on it, but it was always on.
Dale came and got me. He's like, hey, dude, you have time right now? I'm like, actually, I guess I'll talk to Chris about something really quickly. But yeah, what's up? And he's like, the Simpson Arcade machine's free. I'm like, oh, cool. So I found Chris, talked to Chris for literally about 15, 20 seconds. Goddamn, like, all right, let's go. Turn around and boom.
Full.
Gone. Full. Son of a bitch.
That's crazy.
I did actually, me and Dale actually finished it. He was playing by himself. And I was like, all right, walk straight up. We can't get this. This is not right. You can't play Sims with one player. This is wrong.
Exactly. But that's why I'm looking forward to the after party.
Oh, yeah. Because I really want to play Silent Scope, but that's been all the time.
I'm just going to go right down the row and just play it.
Because, I mean, Silent Scope is the one you can only get with that, because you need the gun with the scope on it to be able to play it.
That's a great... When that game came out, like, at first, it's awesome. It was amazing. But yeah, it was good. I gotta tell a story. I gotta tell a beer story. So we're outside, and the other guys were having a smoke.
I know what you're talking about.
And we're all having a smoke, and you know, we're sitting there drinking and everything. I'm like, okay, well, I gotta put my cigarette out. I'm done with it. I don't want to have any more cigarettes. I'm not gonna drop this cigarette on a wooden patio. So we're looking around.
Notice there's someone not laughing here.
And about 10 to 15 yards away, there's just a lonely beer, like, with like 30% left in it. I'm like, okay, well, that's just a whole beer. I'm just gonna drop this lit cigarette into the beer. All done. So I do that. 2 minutes pass, and we're all talking, and I hear, "Ooh."
What on Jeff?
And everybody stops talking, and Jeff's like, "What the fuck is this?" And he looks. He had taken a sip out of the beer. What did you say? Like, you had said that, like, you had drunk it. Like, he's like, something hit your lips.
Something hit my lip. And I'm like, what the fuck? I'm looking. I'm like, and then I was like, okay, that's not my brand. And I'm looking around to see who's still smoking. I'm like, Travis.
And then the look of horror on Travis's face.
I could not have bought him a beer any faster than I did. I felt so bad about that and everything. But it's been a great time, man. Whenever we all get together, we have a fantastic crew. And whenever we get together, it's never a bad time.
Last year was more of like, because last year we didn't do anything, really. We had the Street Fighter tournament, which is for mainly scrub sport at the time, because we all flew last time.
We
couldn't really bring anything.
Yeah.
We didn't use, I don't think we brought any of our own equipment.
I barely was able to fill my bags with all my stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we haven't.
Yeah. And survived the Madden tournament. I'm glad that was over.
That was good.
It actually turned out pretty good.
It was fun.
I'm pleased with all the stuff we had going on this year.
There was some really good games.
We've got some entries with our Pac-Man and Super Meat Boy.
There's a lot of entries for Pac-Man. Not as much for
Super Meat Boy.
I was really hoping that Super Meat Boy would take off a little bit more than it did.
Yeah.
We've only had like two or three people that have done it so far. So.
Right. And the Street Fighter one, I think we have 15 people.
It's about half full right now.
But one of the guys, I think his name was Bend over. He was a dude who was really, he was really good at freaking Marvel's Capcom. He's actually really good at Street Fighter. He was the Viper guy who was just.
Oh, that guy.
He's actually, he actually plays like competitively all the time.
Yeah.
He's been evil and stuff. He said, he's gonna try, like, he has to work, but he's gonna try to make it because he doesn't think it works for like three. He's like, well, is it turn to be over by two? I'm like, I can almost guarantee it'll be over by two.
Yeah.
Well, try to. But he said he's gonna call some of his friends and have them get here early, so if there are spots open to get them on. He said they're all in, like, the competitive scene, too. So, yeah. So it's going
to
be...
at least it'll prove to be interesting to watch.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. And that's always... there's always people watching. Even people who don't like the fighting games, we always have Street Fighter or Marvel or something running there.
Yeah.
There's always people watching.
Yeah, we... Yeah. Our table never had a break, really. No, there was always... There was always people there, like, hanging out, just watching.
Well, that whole podcast side was like that, because you had the...
It was great.
Yeah. The Need for Speed going on from the Goo table, and Zelda as well.
I want to try to... There's not... I want to try to do the whole Need for Speed.
Yeah, between us and Gamers Only Older, we had people in that area the
tight space, which is very, very cool.
Yeah, it is.
But that's it for me, man. Chris, what's how's your MGC experience?
So far, it's all been work, man. I haven't had a chance to go to the vendor room yet. I'm going to go tomorrow. You know, I got to eat a nasty-ass burger from a...
Dude, I had one bite. It was undercooked. I threw it out. Fuck it. I went to get something else.
The burger itself wasn't... The one I got wasn't bad, but the bun was hard. It's like...
Oh.
That's the worst.
Basically ruins it for you.
See, we went to Fuddruckers.
I know.
We went last year.
You're an asshole. I just wanted to let you know that.
I wish I had. Next time, if you go tomorrow, let me know.
Fuddruckers is good.
I do want to go with Fuddruckers, man. I would like to go.
I wouldn't mind going.
We'll do it.
So, but yeah, I mean, that's pretty much it so far. I mean, we had a pretty easy trip here, which was nice.
It was awesome, yeah.
And then, you know, we head out tomorrow. Our flight's at about 4:45 or so.
Yep.
Yeah, and, me too.
Hey, at least you know how you're getting to the airport.
Hell yeah.
But yeah, so I mean, it's been really cool. As we said, we had the Super Meat Boy survival thing going, and that, you know, that's pretty cool. I just wish that more people would get into it. Pac-Man is turning out pretty popular.
It's fun to watch.
It is, man.
It's really fun to
that
watch.
That game is so satisfying, man.
Yeah.
Right now, I think the standing score is like 1.6 million.
Josh from PS Nation.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's probably going to, I don't know if anyone's going to beat that, because he's...
There's a couple people that can come close. There's a couple people that have done it that come close.
Well, they have another Pac-Man tour. Someone upstairs is running one.
Yeah.
And he did that one too. It's a pay-to-play. And he was in first up until, I guess the last guy, well, obviously the last guy who beat the score, because he didn't win. But he was recording the time, so he couldn't go up there and see the score. They didn't try another run at it. But he was just, like, basically barely beat him out. So I make, I don't know. We're not going to scare people from not trying, because they're not going to...
Yeah, I think his score on your one was, I think, higher than what it was upstairs.
Yeah, the one he scored on ours.
He just couldn't get a good run together, because I think he's saying the joystick up there wasn't as good.
Yeah, he made one mistake.
It's a bit loose or something, but...
Good
cool.
times.
How far in are we?
23 minutes.
All right. Let's, anybody have a game they want to talk about?
We just want to talk about Crysis 2.
Go for it, man.
Yep.
That game is fucking awesome.
All right, then. Next.
I
was telling these guys, like, this is really, depending how this game finishes up towards its conclusion, this is turning into be, if anything, maybe my favorite first-person shooter on a console ever.
Wow.
I love this game. And you know me, I'm a story nut. The story's not even good. Like, there's the gameplay of it. Like, Jeff had some good points about that. There's some AI issues and everything like that. And I see where what he's talking about. They just weren't as glaring for me as they were for you. Yeah. But you were even getting to the point where I was, and you're like, I'm starting to really like this.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, it's funny because I was on... I was staying, obviously, at Scott's Hours up to the local review, and we recorded the first half of their show last night, or was it last night? Yeah, it would have been last night. Yeah, the night before. Yeah, sorry. I was kind of down on it at the time. I was only like an hour and a half in, maybe, or something like that. And outside of the graphics, I could really just say, I didn't really like the AI, the way they act is great. I think they're great at running from you, taking cover, doing different tactics, flanking and stuff, but it's the typical Crytek AI, where, like, Far Cry and Crysis 1, all those games, where if an enemy sees you, all the enemies on the map seem to know exactly where you are instantly, so including when they call in new people, and it just kind of breaks the flow, because you have all this cool stuff like cloaking and speed and stuff like that, and that's fine.
There are some missed opportunities with the stealth. I just try to find more novel ways to be stealthy. Like, there was a level that was, like, in this port. Like this long pier area. And Jeff was like, okay, we were talking about the AI. And I was like, dude, I don't think it's that bad. And he's like, yeah. No, it's pretty bad. Okay, he's like, look, I'm going to put this level on here. And if you can get through it without being caught once, you know, or being stealthy without being caught, you do it. And I was like, okay, well, I jumped in the water and swam underwater the entire time.
And I was like, well, confronting the enemies.
Confronting the enemy, and I was right. You're right.
But I got to the part where you are now. I'm enjoying it actually a lot more.
That's one of the first areas where, like, you're literally jumping. There's three, not skyscrapers, but really tall. Like, the smallest building is, like, five stories.
Yeah.
And you're hopping from building to building.
And stuff. And this game looks very good.
Beautiful.
For a console game.
It's good. Great lighting. Great. Yeah. And the music. Is that Hans Zimmer?
There's something to do with some kind of option thing with the music, too. I can't remember what it is.
I'm not sure.
This is really great information for people listening. So.
Yeah.
Some sort of music option. You mean the option to turn the volume up and down? That's a good one.
So we're playing a game and there's music.
I love that game.
And a lot of people have asked me, like, I mean, Chris is even like, this is a good looking ass game.
Just like some of that shit that I saw you doing in the game, the whole stealth thing is really cool, in my opinion.
I like the verticality of it.
It just makes it look really, it makes it look like it's a little bit more unique to me. So it's actually one that I might be interested in, like, picking up and playing.
Yeah, and it's a thinking man's game. Oh, you have to really.
Seriously, thinking man's game. All right, okay.
No, like look at games.
It's not chess, but it's not chess.
It's a thinking man's first person shooter. Like,
you have seven. Oh shit!
Your move.
Your move. Aliens.
King
of me. No, what it is? It's like. You know what it reminds me of? Have you played anyone here? People here play like Splinter Cell, right?
Right.
Yeah, I just got that game actually.
Really? Like the first one, the second one. Like, it's, I had the same problem with that game. Is like when you know how to beat a level a certain way, it's really satisfying, but it's a lot of trial and error. Whereas Crysis has, if you want like that level, you're talking about something you can get through. Like, you can look at videos of people getting through like stealthily and killing people and whatever. But so you do this kind of thing. You have to think, how do I do this? How do I do this? What's the best way in this? And not just going guns blazing. But you will die kind of fast. But. It is. I don't know. I think it's just more strategy in that game than there would be in, say, Call of Duty.
A lot more. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
A lot more.
Cool.
That's good.
That should be it. Yeah. We'll talk about more, I guess, next week.
On the show. Because I'm going to finish it. I want to finish it a lot. And I'm going to get a little bit of the multiplayer, too.
Yeah.
I hear it's a lot of everybody turn invisible and kill each other.
I heard that what it is now. I heard it's that and sniping. Like, people just go invisible, snipe, go back invisible. And mm-hmm. it's really hard. You can see people invisible when they're moving. But if they're staying still, you can kind of see them, but it's very hard. So
yeah. Crysis is a game that could really benefit from like some sort of slow motion bullet time, though.
That would never work in multiplayer, though.
Well, not in multiplayer, no. That's
why Vanquish doesn't have multiplayer, because half of the game is using the slow mo stuff, and if you threw that out, wouldn't work.
Yeah, Stranglehold did that.
How did they do that?
I don't remember.
I'm not sure.
It did happen.
Yeah, it did.
Really?
Does that even work in the multiplayer in Stranglehold?
I think so, yeah.
It did. I played.
So everybody slows down when one person activates it?
How else could you do it?
You know, everyone would have to slow down.
Everyone would have to slow down.
So at any random point in the game, it would just slow to a crawl. Like, when is it lagging out? What's going on?
If anyone wants to buy that game for me, I'll try it out.
I have that game on PS3, but it's like the servers are dead. They've been.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
We'll have to land it up, son. Now we need two copies of Stranglehold.
The only reason that's a PS3 version is because it's hard boiled or whatever was on the disc.
Yeah. I got the. Well, it's only on the collector's edition on PS3.
Well, which is what I have.
I thought it was all the PS3
version.
Ones.
Yeah, it was.
I thought it was all of them, but anyway.
Yeah, just the collector's edition.
Was it on the same disc or was it like two?
It's on the same disc.
Oh, it's on the disc.
Like with
bonus content.
Okay, cool.
But it's an HD version of Hard Boiled. And it's a good movie.
Cool.
I like that movie.
So, cool. I mean, there's other games I'd like to talk about, but it's not really for this. We'll have to talk about it next week on the show.
Next week on the show, we'll get more. Anybody else have anything else to talk about?
No. Nothing besides what's already been discussed, you know, with the challenges, because I will be playing those games, you know, for testing purposes and things like that. But other than that, I haven't really been playing very much. Playing a little bit of Dragon Quest, that's it.
I've been going through like gamer fatigue, so I haven't really been playing like anything lately.
Yeah,
you know, that's been hitting me a lot lately too. And I don't know what it
is. Maybe it's just something that happens this before thing, a big event.
But also, this will do it to you, too. Like, I'm like, I don't want to see a video game
anymore.
Dude,
I'm pretty sure I'm going
to
take a break from Marvel's Capcom for at least 3 days.
Years.
3 days, don't strain yourself.
Don't over, dude. What, are you going to fill that in with Street Fighter?
Wouldn't want you to go through withdrawal or anything.
Oh, like so much.
It's going to be all shame.
I do have something I want to mention, and this is more just like a kind of a in passing funny story. So I got in, Travis and I got in on Friday morning, all right, yesterday morning. And, you know, we hooked up with Mark and Jess. We went over to their place, and, you know, Mark's got a really cool game in basement too, and so we were playing. So you know, we played some Marvel vs. Capcom, and they broke out. You Don't Know Jack, and all of a sudden, you know, I was just looking at like Mark's collection, and he's got like a big, pretty big row of Sega Master System games.
Oh yeah.
And Sega Master System, for those who don't know, actually had it had 3D games. All right, and my thought was, it's like, how good could it have been back then? Right? It's like we're talking about like the red and blue glasses. Yeah, it's like, you get this shit. No. So it actually had glasses that you plug in, and it uses the same active shutter stuff that's going on, that all the 3D TVs that are using right now. And it kind of blows my mind because, you know, Sega was so way ahead of their game. And, you know, obviously the shit's more refined now, but, I mean, it was the same tech. And that's, I mean, I just thought it was fucking awesome. We played...
Yeah. My $2,000 TV, same technology.
Same stuff, yeah.
Same shit.
It's just, I mean, it's not as good, but it's still, it's the same idea, same concept. But we played Zaxxon, and that shit looked really good. Because, you know, Zaxxon, you're going over the walls and shit like that. And, I mean, it did really well with that. And then
that was neat, because even with the 3D added to it, it was like verticality to a 2D game. It was weird at first, but when you really see it for what it is, like, wow, this is really before its time.
Yeah.
It was really cool.
And we played Space Harrier 3D, which was... So Space Harrier on the Master System wasn't that great of a game in the first place.
Yeah.
So it was a little slow, and you know, it's got the flicker really bad. So, but you could still see the depth. Like, but it was kind of like the way that game worked. It was more 3DS like. You were wearing the glasses, but the depth was into the screen.
Okay.
So, and then we played some Japanese shmup where it was actually on two levels. And that one didn't work as
so
well.
Much, yeah.
And there was a ton of flicker on that. I mean, I saw three ships most of the time. So. I was like, God, I feel like I'm really drunk. But so, I mean, it surprised the hell out of me because, I mean, I never really got into the Sega Master System, and I just have a power base for my Genesis, and I have Phantasy Star, and that's it.
Yeah.
So, I mean, so it kind of freaked me out when I started seeing that this is like the same kind of tech. And there's a fucking picture that Travis took, put on Twitter. Fucking retarded glasses.
They're pretty chunky glasses.
Oh, man.
And blue blockers.
I'm going to play 3D game. Yeah, and you know, Mark actually had two copies of Choplifter for Master System, and he just like,
that's awesome.
That's cool, man. Yeah. I called it, what did I call it? Chiplofter?
Chiplofter.
Kind of reversed my vowels a little bit there.
Has to do with wood?
Yeah.
We actually were looking around upstairs in the vendor, and we actually found one of the other 3D Master System games, which I don't think Mark has. He was looking at it, he's like, I got to double check.
Oh, man. Yeah. Because he was actually talking about like getting all of his collection together before he came here, so he knew.
Yeah, it was like 3D Maze something or other.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's
sure, probably terrible. But
that's all I. That's all I got. I mean, repeat. You got anything you played lately? You want to talk about?
What have I been playing lately? I finished E's Book 2. Does that count?
That counts, man.
I figured
out. You got a PSP version?
Virtual console.
Oh, cool.
I bought the PS. Mark got the PSP version, so I've got that now. But yeah, I figured I better finish that game, so Mark will let me in his house. So that was a good time. I mean, because I bought it when I got back from MGC 2009, like off the virtual console. And yeah, I played like a bit of the first one. And then probably about a year later, I played it a bit more and got through the first one and a bit into the second one and stopped. And then, so I finally got that. And then, which it's a good fun game. The grind gets a bit much towards the end. But stack of coins on the A button on the remote for auto fire works perfectly fine to grind. Certain spot where you can sit where you can't be hit, sit there, do it. Old school. And then other than that, because I already had my Wii on and playing, I finished another Code R, which is the Wii version of the Sings adventure game series, which was on the DS originally.
Yep.
Really, really fucking impressive.
Really?
Yeah, it's the same team that does Hotel Dusk.
Oh, that's right.
It's such a shame they went bankrupt.
Yeah, I heard that.
But yeah, so like another code is, instead of being about, you know, a gritty detective, it's about a 16-year-old girl, which kind of makes it unrelatable, but the characters are pretty good.
Yeah. Like, is it still use the storybook mode? Like
the whole no. Well, the another code on the DS came out before Hotel Dusk, so you played it the standard way. But a lot of the touchscreen puzzles and a lot of the blowing. In fact, it's probably the only game that uses everything on the DS possible, including the hinge.
Do you blow on it too?
There's bits where you blow on it. The hinge is used. The reflection between the two screens is used.
Really? Wow. That's really cool.
Like, it is insane. Like, it's even, like, because a lot of the stuff was repeated in Hotel Dusk. Yeah. Like, a lot of the, like, more of the simple ones. But, the hinge, the stamping thing wasn't there. Because one of the puzzles, you had to, like, do this, like, wooden block stamps. You did something on touchscreen to, like, chip it out or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You had to run a stamp, and I'm sitting there, like, pressing on it. No. Mucked around, like, 5 minutes. Oh, screw this. Closed it. And instead of the normal closing thing, I went, ka-tonk.
Oh.
I'm like, wait, what the? I flipped it back open again, and that was how you did the puzzle. And then,
that's
cool. Wow. Like, you son of a bitch! Yeah, I'm like, it's like, you know, when you get stuck, so you put it down, come back, and that's how that works. That was really good. But the Wii version of it, one, it looks really good because it's got the really sort of really nice art style to it, very sort of almost Valkyria Chronicles without the sketching.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. So kind of, I guess, like Dragon Quest IX on the DS with that sort of the outline artwork, but it looks freaking amazing. And some, because it's all like, you're only basically walking along lines and stuff and investigating. You can't like free walk around anywhere, so it's kind of limited. But what they do with the graphics there is really good, and the story's good. And you guys can't get it because it only ever came out in Europe.
You have to slam your TV down on the floor.
No, there's a lot of creative stuff with the Wiimote to do things, because like, you use it as like this tool to unlock doors.
Do you use it as an Apple?
No.
An Apple?
No. There's no Apple, there's no butt spanking. It's not Wii Dare.
Yeah, you can get that game, right?
I think they pulled it.
Oh, they pulled it?
I think they canned it, yeah.
Smart move.
I think you would actually want that game.
Yeah, right.
No, but some of the stuff to like, so you have to put in codes with using the remote, and it'll say like 1A B 3, and then like a plus sign.
Uh-huh.
So you're like, well, how the hell do you do that on the remote? You're like, your one is a one button.
Hey,
Nine-ball. Special guest, the Madden champion.
The A and B button are there, but then like, well, how do you put a 3 in? Well, there's a 1, there's a plus, and there's a 2. So you put that in, you get that in, and it's things like that. And
that's really
neat.
Really
cool.
There's like a bunch of other stuff where you're using, like, you know, the motions to, like, mix water. Like, you're doing, like, a pH water testing things. You sort of shake it around like a test tube. And there's a bit of that going on.
It should be used.
Yeah, I mean, because the game just uses a remote. So it's, like, point and click, and then, like, use the D-pad to, like, walk backwards and forwards and, like, spin the view around and stuff.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it works really well. Uses a speaker a little bit as well, but...
Cool.
You guys can't get it, so it doesn't really matter.
Well, I'm freaking da.
Thanks, Dick.
Yeah.
Anybody else have any games to talk about?
No. Pete, you're in a bad mood.
Yeah. I want to play that game.
And now, with a list of games you'd have to be stupid not to like, here's Repeat.
Yes, here I am. All right, so next week... PSP, we're getting the third birthday, which is the Parasite Eve 3?
Parasite Eve,
yeah.
They're not calling it Parasite Eve, though. That's the weirdest thing.
Because Parasite Eve is a licensed product.
Oh, okay, so it's not Square or anything?
No, it's Square. They bought, it's like a book.
Yeah.
It was originally a book, and then Square bought the rights to Aya Brea, or whatever her name is.
Yeah, because the book is a side story in the original Parasite Eve, because when Maeda, the Japanese scientist, is with you, he's like, this happened before in Japan. He's referring to what happened in the book.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they didn't get renewed the license with the book, but somehow they managed to keep the character. That, apparently it's like a shooter, though.
It looks weird. Huh. And her clothes show her damage.
Really, it's some sort of like it's
a mind hack or mind.
Yeah, it's kind of like mind jack where you take over
phones, right?
PSP.
Oh, it's PSP. Okay.
Yeah, like you take over other people and you'll run around as them. Except I think you constantly look like yourself.
Yeah, you do.
There's a bunch of costume craps. You can dress her up in clothes and watch them get destroyed.
Yeah,
there's a lot of fan service going on. Yeah. All right. Otherwise, also for the PSP, we have Legend of Heroes: Trails in the Sky, which is a Falcom RPG coming in a fancy special edition like the East.
Cool.
Games, dude. Don't know much else about it. I'm sure Mark can tell you about it if you really want to know. Actually, I was going to ask him about it.
He's got them all.
Because I thought some of these Legend of Heroes games already came out.
There's a couple of them out, I think. I think there's two of them out.
Because Exeter got another three games. They do all three of these ones, so I don't know what's up with that. But anyway. Apparently, Shift 2 Unleashed, Need for Speed's out. Seems soon. Yeah, that's, considering, really? Yeah that, I was looking at it, and I'm like,
under the radar.
Wow.
I didn't know that was being developed at all.
I knew it was being developed, but yeah. That may be wrong. It may be because it's sort of the end of the quarter.
Mm-hmm.
No, so
they just had first quarter.
I'm pretty sure it is coming out.
Yeah.
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 That's
all right. Anyways, so that'll be PS3 360. The other there also getting Dynasty Warriors 7. Which I can't believe that's only the seventh game. But there's like a couple hundred of those damn things.
There's Dynasty Warriors.
And there's like Samurai Warriors.
Dude, there are people that love that game. They'll get it.
My wife loves it, and I'm telling you, this. I'm hearing that this one is actually like a bit of a change to the way shit works, and that it's supposed to be really good.
Does it have online co-op like Strikeforce?
Yeah, it's online co-op, and apparently it's supposed to be a lot smoother and like... I think it's up to six players or some shit.
They've had enough iterations on the current gen consoles, they can actually add all the new features back.
Yeah.
Get a handle on it. All right, so for downloads, Xbox Live and PSN are getting Rush Attack Expatriate.
Oh, really?
Stab people in the face, yeah.
Oh, shit, I just thought that was out there. Oh, damn. So, yeah. I guess I need to call email Konami.
So it should be good. It looks very Shadow Complex, yeah, though. I don't think there's quite as much exploration as being standard level based. So. Could be fun. The Xbox Live Arcade is getting Island of Wakfu, which is some sort of an isometric RPG or something. It actually, like the graphic one actually looked pretty nice. Really, really nice sort of artwork.
Huh.
So, but probably not going to compete well with Torchlight, unfortunately.
Yeah.
What else we got? PSN's getting Free Realms finally. If you want a free to play RPG,
meh.
I do, but I want Dungeon Fighter for Xbox Live.
Yeah, so I have to wait for that.
Yeah. And here, sir, is your
there's
news.
Your news.
Yes, there's your news. And on Xbox Live Arcade, getting Strania - the Stellar Machina, which is a G-Rev shmup. G-Rev are ex G-Darius, so ex Taito guys. Made. Yeah, they did Border Down Under Defeat on the Dreamcast.
Yeah, I looked for that last year. And
yeah. I watched a video on this, like, because I was looking at it, I'm like, no, that's not coming out. That can't be real. But no, there's a video you can download, and it's $10.
Cool.
Looks really cool. It's sort of got some sort of a three-weapon system, so, like, your left and right hand, I think it's like a center weapon or something, and the stages seem to scroll in multiple directions, so you can sort of aim your shots and some sort of mech shooting there.
Cool.
And finally, the one... most of you are going to probably be interested in is Moondiver, aka what used to be called Necromachina.
Yeah, it totally changed.
Before they changed it. Because, you know, Square Enix can't name anything for shit. But yeah, this is basically the as close as you're going to get to a HD Strata, apparently.
Exactly, yeah. He's the spiritual successor.
It's made by the guy who did create Strata.
So yeah, four player online co-op. I believe it's online co-op.
Yeah.
Although,
hopefully it's local and online at the same time.
Yeah.
That would be good.
Most of the stuff I've seen has all been single screen.
Really?
It probably looks like it would be on the same screen.
You can almost guarantee that'll be our next in the stream.
Yeah, actually, I'm
trying to get in touch with them to get a copy of that.
Yeah, so it's PSN this week, and I think it's like 2, maybe 3 weeks before it comes on Xbox Live Arcade.
Okay.
And yeah, that'll pretty much do it.
It's not getting too much hype, really, so I'm hoping
it's getting almost nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The only place I see anything about Silicon Era, I keep posting shit about it.
Oh, really?
And that's it.
That's it? Huh.
Because, like, it was, like, I think when it first debuted as Necromachina, and people said, oh, it's related to Strider, got a lot of buzz.
Yeah.
Then they very quietly changed the name. And like, Moondiver just sounds retarded.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like, what the...
yeah, let's go with that.
Let's go to the moon and go diving in what? But... so I don't know what's up with that, but yeah.
And it wouldn't be unlike Square to ruin a fucking franchise.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. It's not necessarily the same franchise, but...
I can't say my hopes are low for it, but I'm excited for it, so...
Yeah, well, we're going to play it on industry.
The video I've seen looked good. I mean, like, the video on the screen just all look good. It looks very, very straight. Like, they got the same, like, hanging off the ceiling.
Yeah, it's awesome.
The same, like, sword, like, big long sword slash.
Yeah. It's good stuff, man. It's good stuff.
Cool.
So, yeah. Thanks, Pete. Pick of the week.
I'm gonna go ahead and say Russian Attack. I would like to
want Russian Attack to be good. I really do.
Yeah.
And one of the cool things that, like, while we played it in E3, one of the cool things is, like, you know, a Russian Attack, you always just use your knife all the time, like the original game.
Mm-hmm. It's all about stabbing people in the face.
It's all about stabbing people in the face. Every once in a while, you picked up like a fucking rocket.
It's about stabbing Russians in the face.
You got like three shots. That's right. Well, this one, like, instead of just jabbing the knife out, you actually do like knife combos and shit. So it's It looks kind of interesting, so I'm looking forward to seeing what that is.
It's I like the stealth of it too, because you can like, hide in shadows.
Yeah, you can hide in shadows and like into and like kind of duck into doors.
Wait for a guy to pass by and jump out.
See, that sounds.
So yeah, really fun. It looks pretty cool. We'll see what happens though.
Well,
yeah.
my picks are straining because you know coming out of the last day of Shmup Month, so there you go.
Yeah,
you get your Shmup one.
There you go.
And it's only $10.
Perfect. And is it anything like called Border Down?
I don't think so, because Border Down was the helicopter one, I think.
No, I don't think you're... Were you... No, I don't think
no that was Under Defeat.
No, you're definitely in a ship, for sure.
One of them's got a helicopter, I know that.
Really?
I've never really played it that much.
Okay, because I know they had it. They had Border Down.
This looks very different. You're like a mech.
Okay.
It's like a mech in space, flying around shooting crap.
Yeah, okay. Like a Zone Avengers type thing. In terms of the mech in space thing.
Yeah, kind of. Something a bit like that. I think it actually looks kind of a bit like Synchronoron, which actually is by them as well.
Oh, really?
Which is that top-down, almost like top-down virtual on shmup fighting thing. But yeah, it looks fun. So.
Cool.
All right.
Good stuff. Hey, question of the week. We are next week is contest entries.
Yeah.
We're going to do this shit out, man.
Awesome.
So,
send them in.
We are doing Jim Henson versus Konami. We want to know what your character choices would be and what their special moves would be as well. We've got some pretty interesting entries for this one so far. So that's for a $20 Amazon gift card. It'll be delivered electronically. So if you guys are interested in doing that, send it.
It'll be delivered by repeat.
Personal delivery.
Yeah, that's right.
With a punch and a gut.
Pretty stupid co-op.
No one else likes Killer 7.
Send in your emails. You can do that to email at interactivestress.com. Voicemail also works at 706-760-4337.
It's like Lee, but it's not.
Check us out on Twitter. We are Indus Podcast, and you can also follow us individually as Indus Travis, Indus Rody,
yeah,
Indus Jeff,
G-E-O-F-F.
Jeff,
Nomishin 186. P Wood War.
Yep.
I am Indus Chris. I think I said that already. And follow Indus Jason as well.
He is the same.
And
we miss you, Jason.
We love you, Jason.
Miss you, buddy.
Hats off to you,
bud. That's right.
Disappointing, you know,
I sang a song for you.
Unfortunately, he had to sing it.
The censored version.
Those pesky kids.
They censored me.
Yeah. You did a good job at that, just to look away.
We're still doing live show, episode 175, Jeff.
Yeah, I'm 90% sure I can make that. So.
Cool, that is Saturday.
We won't be able to find it until we get back to Toronto.
That date is currently April 16th.
Mm-hmm.
That is a Saturday. We will start at 8 o'clock. That is the current plan. So you guys look forward to that. We probably won't do like a question of the week for that week. We'll bring in call-ins or something like that. Skype in people for distractions and news and new releases and stuff. So we'll do it that way.
So you mean you want me to Skype in for news? Is this what you're saying?
Pretty much.
That's
if
your choice,
if you're doing it on a Saturday, I can probably do that because it'll be Sunday morning.
Cool. But that's all I've got. So you guys have anything else before we wrap up and go party?
I need to get drunk so I don't freeze when I get my 3DS in.
Oh, yeah. You're getting
3 hours, 4 hours.
Tomorrow, technically, but yeah.
Yeah, midnight launch. That's going to be fun because, in person, midnight launch is a kind of...
Did you pre-order one?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
No, well, I Mark pre-ordered it for me.
Oh, good on him.
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah, because midnight launch is a kind of semi-illegal in Australia.
Oh,
well, in
really?
Perth, anyway, we got trading war hours. And,
so
don't really get
when
that.
I heard you were going, I thought you didn't have anything reserved. I thought you were
going
to try to get one.
I'm going to game reserve, so
and
that's
going
to be interesting.
You're saving money getting it here, right?
Yeah, no doubt.
Yeah, I am saving money.
Do we know, is it, I guess we have a really
region locked, yes.
It is region locked? Fuck that shit.
Yeah, well.
Man. Fuck that shit.
Well, they said just for Japanese games, right?
Well, that's all they've tested so far. I mean, I saw like one up, put a thing out where they stuck in the Japanese game into the US system, and yeah, it doesn't show up at all.
Mm.
Which is disappointing, but yeah. I mean, like, yeah, it sucks.
Don't have
so anyway, so it may not, it may still be optional for some stuff because, like, the DSi is region locked as well, but apparently Pokemon the Black and White, that's not region locked.
Huh, okay. Mm. So it's kind of like the 360, it's the developer's choice.
Yeah, because someone tested one of them in the Japanese 3DS, and it worked fine. So, who knows?
It's weird stuff.
Region locked is kind of the de facto, I think, which is unfortunate.
Of course, for Nintendo.
That's all right. I kind of wanted access to the Nintendo online store, because the Australian one kind of blows. Like, we still haven't got Shantae.
Really?
Still haven't got Cave Story. No. Europe got it. And I was like, yes, I'm going to get this girl home. No.
Like, fuck you.
That's a bitch. Hey, what, man? Australians, you guys get shafted, man. Really
good.
I do.
Cool, well, that's it. Strange we get good weather, though. We don't get freezing snow.
So fuck, yeah. We get our drink on.
That's right. Thank you guys for listening. Hope you enjoyed our short little MGC show. If you did, please tell a few friends about us. And if you are on iTunes or Zoom Marketplace, please leave us a review.
5 stars.
So until next week.
No, that's PS Nation, sorry.
EH Plus. There you go.
Until next week. My name's Chris.
I'm Nico.
I'm Jeff.
I'm Novishu.
I'm Pete.
I'm Travis.
Player Games. We'll talk to you next week.
Later.